If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Special master appointed.
He is a perfect person to do this job.
Ukrainian mass graves.
Those at the mid and high level of command are probably ultimately responsible.
The Queen's viewing line maxes out.
I think it's a moment in history that we won't get for a very long time.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. You'll be hearing the name Raymond Deary a lot in the coming weeks. He's the former federal judge and prosecutor who's been named special master to look over classified documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate last month. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
Even though he was a name proposed by the Trump team, the Justice Department does feel comfortable with him because of his background. And he's generally known as a no-nonsense judge who knows how important it is to get this job done and to do it fairly.
CBS News contributor Jessica Levinson on what the new special master will be doing with those documents.
I think there's going to be this one pile potentially covered by executive privilege, another pile potentially covered by attorney-client privilege, and then we're going to have another conversation about whether or not the privilege would apply at all.
As for the former president, Mr. Trump tells the Hugh Hewitt Show what he thinks will happen if he's indicted.
I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
With the retreat of Russian forces from northeastern Ukraine comes the discovery of mass graves left behind. CBS's Deborah Patta is in Izium.
A grim discovery here in Izium. This forest is filled with the bodies of dozens upon dozens of civilians buried in shallow graves, some of them killed when Russian tanks and artillery rained down on this town, others executed. Over the next few days, the grim task of exhuming and identifying the bodies begins. Each victim here is loved by someone, a personal trauma for those who mourn them, and another national tragedy for war crimes prosecutors to investigate.
A UN official says some 450 graves were found at one burial site. The agency is sending a team to investigate and verify. And Turkey's president says he's told Vladimir Putin that he wants the war in Ukraine to end as soon as possible. He's hoping for a diplomatic solution. President Biden meets today with Sherelle Griner, the wife of WNBA star Brittany Griner, and Elizabeth Whelan, sister of corporate security executive Paul Whelan. They're both being held in Russia. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He wanted to let them know that they remain front of mind and that his team is working on this every day, on making sure that Brittany and Paul return home safely.
Griner has been in custody in Russia since last February on drug charges. She's appealed her prison term. Whelan was convicted of spying and is serving a 16-year sentence. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's trying to make a point by sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard. President Biden says it's more than that.
Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props.
CBS's Elaine Quijano is on Martha's Vineyard.
St. Andrew's Episcopal Church normally only needs to provide shelter for a few people at a time. But today it's offering accommodations for about 50, none of whom speak English, and some without relatives or resources in the U.S.
This is an unprecedented crisis.
Yvonne Espinosa is part of a team of lawyers working to help determine the next steps for the migrants who arrived in Martha's Vineyard. He says none of the migrants knew they would end up here, and that some who were in need of medical care did not receive it before leaving Texas. Some migrants say they were handed a map of the island before arriving, but were told little else or given conflicting information.
The misrepresentations are seen in every step of the way.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Hundreds of thousands of people have turned out to pay respects to Queen Elizabeth. And from London, CBS's Steve Futterman tells us the outpouring of goodwill has also created a problem.
So many people want to walk past the Queen line in state that the massive lines have remarkably reached their limit. There is a six-hour pause in effect right now, preventing anyone from joining the queue. The lines now extend nearly 5 miles. The wait's nearly 14 hours. Those who have gotten through, happy to have been able to pay their respects.
We've just come out of seeing Her Majesty. It was absolutely amazing.
Also today, an apparent diplomatic spat. There are reports that a Chinese delegation was prevented from walking past the Queen's coffin. This all stems from China sanctioning a number of British lawmakers for speaking out on Chinese human rights abuses. Steve Futterman, CBS News. London.
Tropical storm warnings are up for the Leeward Islands. The National Hurricane Center says the island chain could get heavy rain starting this evening. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The storm's going to make its way through the Virgin Islands as early as Saturday morning and afternoon, and then it's going to make its closest pass to Puerto Rico late Sunday night, early Sunday morning. So it'll probably be level with the western half of Puerto Rico by about 8, 9 in the morning on Sunday.
A North Texas doctor is accused of tainting IV fluid bags, believed to have caused at least one death and several other illnesses. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
59-year-old Dallas anesthesiologist Dr. Ray Ortiz is accused of injecting nerve-blocking agents and other drugs into bags of IV fluids at the surgical center where he works. A 55-year-old female co-worker died, and several other patients had cardiac emergencies.
Our number one focus is to make sure that the facility figures out what happened, prevent it from happening again.
Lawyer Bruce Steckler represents several of those patients. Ortiz, who denies any wrongdoing, faces up to life in prison if convicted.
After 7 weeks, they're no longer saying don't drink the water in Jackson, Mississippi.
We can now announce that we have restored clean water to the city of Jackson.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves announcing the end of a boil water order.
We will continue to monitor the system. Additional testing will be administered to ensure continued water quality.
FedEx says a drop in demand and higher operating costs are why it's closing 90 storefront locations and 5 corporate offices. The company says it's also cutting back on flights and has stopped hiring.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Mexico's Independence Day celebrations are back, and so are the crowds. CBS's Adrian Bard is in Mexico City.
Viva Mexico!
Mexico's cry of independence, or El Grito in Spanish, is an annual tradition. But for the last 2 years, due to the pandemic, Mexico's president had to give the Viva cry and ring the freedom bell to an empty plaza. This year, tens of thousands packed in for fireworks and a free concert celebrating Mexico's independence from Spain in 1810. Adrian Bart, CBS News, Mexico City.
On Roberto Clemente Day, the Tampa Bay Rays started Major League Baseball's first all-Latino lineup against Toronto and won. Many have hoped that MLB would retire Clemente's number 21, as it did with Jackie Robinson's 42. That didn't happen. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, September 16th. The broadcast is produced by Paul Farry, and I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.